due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Ninyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samotsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ayan, medyo maingay ang ating mga papel. Medyo maganda po ang panahon ngayon. At least hindi umuulan at hindi naman din malamig. Kaya ang si-sexy po namin dito sa studio.
Sila sexy, kaya ako hindi. O, sige lang. Okay lang yan, sexy na rin.
Sexy na rin. Siyempre, pag medyo labas ang araw, di natural gusto rin natin ipakita yung ating mga boots
yes.
or yung ating mga magagandang stockings.
Yes.
So, siyempre, naka-miniskirt tayo.
Yes, naka-miniskirt
na sila. Narinig niyo po yan. Hindi na ninyo dapat makita pa. Naka-miniskirt po kami.
Naka-hat. Pants
kami lang dalawa ni Tita V.
Ayan.
Ngayon po ay siyempre, huling araw na ng, huling Sunday linggo. Na ng, huling linggo na ng Hunyo. At next week and July 2 na yun.
Yes.
Ayan.
July na. Oh, oh. Uwi na ako.
Oo. Malapit ka na bang
uwi? Malapit na ako.
I'm jealous.
anong jealous ka? Kayong dalawa
galing niya ng
panay
siya,
ang uwi
na siya.
Eh. Ako nga hindi nakaka-uwi eh. Late na akong makauwi. But pagbalik din yung dalawa, uuwi naman ako.
Sige.
Sige, bumati ka nga sa ating mga...
Yes, maayang hapon ganinyong tanan. O daghang salamat sa kanunay ninyo nga pagpaminaw sa atong kada semana nga programa sa radyo. Of course, ako si Manang Trine. Welcome sa Samotsari Cultural Community Radio. Kada Domingo, gikan alas 4:20 hangtod alas 5:20. Makapaminaw pud kamong tanan anywhere, anytime sa www.planetaudio.org.nz/Samotsari/player or para mas intimate, call us on 09-815-8100. Ayan, kumusta na Inday Lisa?
I'm
tawagin
good.
Natin siyang Inday kasi siya ang pinakabata sa amin lahat. 18 lang yan.
Whatever. Wish ko lang. Good afternoon to our listeners this afternoon. sana you know we have 1 hour to listen sa programa nating hapong ito. Ay.
Yes, ayan.
Yes. Siyempre pa po, ang programang ito ay laging hinahatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Wheels on West, Western Union Money Transfer, and ISM New Zealand Limited. Marami po kaming inihanda, kaya't dyan lang po kayo. Ngayon, narito po ang isang magandang awitin mula kay Manang Trini.
Oh, okay. Sige. Maghanap tayo ng magandang, ano bang magandang awitin ngayong hapon na ito? I think, you know what? Iwan ko. By yeah. Darren Espanto. Ayan. Ayan. Enjoy po kayo.
Oo, young generation yan.
Pag naaalala kay nangingiti ako, may kaba dito sa puso ko? Bakit ba ganito? Palagi ka sa isip ko at di ka na makalimutan. Patuloy na lagi
po ang ating Voice Kids Sika first runner up. Yan, ang galing. Now, on that note, ito po ang hatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel ng mga special airfares ngayon. Yan, Cathay Pacific Special Fares to Asia. Ito po ay to Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield and return from $949. Ito po ay magtatapos on the 30th of June. So, ilang araw na lang, 30th of June na. Mm-hmm. Yes, so magmadali na po kayo kung kayo iuwi sa atin. Ang travel period po nito is from the 16th of June 2017 to the 30th of November 2017. Ang routing po nito is from Oakland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu or Clarkfield and then vice versa. Return economy class airfare is valid for 3 months. Now, ang 3 months po validity meaning from the time you leave, you depart. Tapos you can stay there for 3 months. Inclusive of fuel taxes and applicable departure airport taxes. Pricing is subject to availability, very limited seats po ito. Special conditions applies. Inclusive of minimal travel agent and booking service fees. Meals, entertainment, and 30 kgs check-in baggage and 7 kgs hand carry are all inclusive. Ticketing po nito is within 2 days or confirmation regardless of travel dates. Now, no date change are permitted at any time. So, ngayon, hindi po ito refundable. Stopover po nito is not permitted. So, ang accompanied child, 2 to 11 years old, is 789 return. You can call Planet Earth's Travel Customer Care Service on 0800-111-31 or email at reservations@planettravel.co.nz. Ayan. Magandang ano yan, airfare.
Yes. Ito naman ang pangalawang special nila sa Planet Travel. Manila return from $1,999 on Qantas naman ito. Mm-hmm. By airfare Manila, Philippines. Ang sale nila is until further notice. Departure is between May 1 to hanggang 30th of November 2017. And 16 naman sa January to 31st of March 2018. That would be next year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, travel dates naman and airfare can be amended without advance notice by the carrier. Return economy class, AFA, valid for 12 months, excluding Auckland, Wellington, or Christchurch. Inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable airport departure taxes. A special condition applies, of course, subject to seat availability, meals included, entertainment, take 30 kilos check-in baggage yan, plus 7 kilos hand carry naman. Ticketing within 72 hours from confirmation regardless of travel dates. Changes applies, which is 200 New Zealand dollars, subject to seat availability in the same booking class before or after departure. Of course, my cancellation fee before departure, which is 500 New Zealand dollars. Hindi ito kagaya ng US dollars, no?
At least it's New Zealand, mind you. If you convert that to US, it's probably the same.
Yeah.
How much is that in New Zealand dollars? Well, 1,089.
Yeah, it's yes.
Kwantas, yeah. It's only slightly over 1,000.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And sa ano naman, cancellation naman, after departure, no refund naman. No show, 500 New Zealand dollars. Tickets need to be reissued. Accompanied child fare 2 to 11 years old is 75% of adult fare plus taxes. Mm. Now you can phone them at customer service 0800 11 11 31 or you can email them at reservations@planettravel.co.nz. Ayan. Sige, mag-uwi na tayo.
Yes, it's very good, huh?
Yes.
Now, on that note, ito po ang local news natin. Westland High School students write letter about toxic environment at school. Westland High School Student Council and senior pupils have declared a lack of confidence in senior leaders at the school in an explosive letter describing a toxic environment they say is affecting their education. The current state that the school is causing us and definitely our fellow teachers a lot of stress and anxiety to the point that this should be tabled as an actual health and safety risks and hazards as it is having a detrimental effect on us, the student council told the Board of Trustees on Monday. Principal Trevor Jones did not respond to a Hokitika Guardian request for comment yesterday, but Board Chairman Latham Martin said the board was aware of some concerns in part parts of the school community. The board and its limited statutory manager were working very hard to address the issues and strengthen the school. The Hokitika School came under limited statutory management in March following a vote of no confidence by teaching staff in Mr. Jones's as principal. The statutory manager was appointed to take over most of the functions of the Board of Trustees while Mr. Jones remains principal. The pupils said the school was dramatically understaffed. Many subjects are simply not available to do as we lack the staff to teach them. There has been more than one occasion where our year 13s have had to help relieve teachers who are obviously distressed in the position they were put in, or even help classes without teachers. The lack of careers advisor had left senior students without advice or support. School operations day-to-day seemed so difficult, pupils were often left scrambling to get permission slips, and often they were not informed about school events until generally the day before. The loss of the peer support program for year 7 pupils was another letdown, while the request for a homeroom teacher had been completely disregarded and had left a situation where at least one classroom was now unsafe for pupils. There are so many fights and conflicts throughout this year group that it raises the questions. Is it actually safe for these younger members to attend school? This is something that should be directly addressed and not just swept under the carpet. And that's our local news. Now, I know that this is in Hokitika, but I thought I'll just brought this up because, you know, maybe there are a lot of schools also just doesn't voice out their concerns about their schools, isn't it?
True.
Because if it happens in that particular school, I'm sure there is other schools that... You know,
so to be brave
and maybe just speak out, you know, what else, you know, there's no harm in voicing out your opinions, I suppose, these days.
Yes,
ayan po ang local news natin.
In the meantime naman, narito po ang ating community news. Ito po ang advisory, consular services po ito this year for Filipinos in New Zealand under the Philippine Embassy's jurisdiction. Ito na po, yung mga nag-aabang sa Auckland. It is supposed to be 2017, nakatapos na ang February sa Auckland. So, ang susunod sa Auckland is November.
Okay, babalik sila sa November. Okay, cool.
Tapos na yung February. And then, ang Christchurch is tapos na rin in March. Tokoroa, tapos na yan. So, nasa July na tayo. So, next time is Napier, July. And then South Island in New Zealand and Suva in Fiji in August.
Oh, so they go to Suva.
Yeah,
is that our
yeah, Fiji pala.
Part of the Philippine Embassy's jurisdiction.
Ang Suva.
Tonga, Tonga, Vanuatu,
Oh, okay, because I suppose we're the closest, aren't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. And in September, obviously, is Rotorua in New Zealand and the Rarotonga in Cook Islands. Then in October, they're back to Christchurch. And November, as I mentioned earlier, in Auckland. In December is Apia and Samoa. In Samoa. Apia in Samoa.
Mm.
And Nuku'alofa in Tonga will be announced when it will be. Mm. Ang mission po nila is one additional outreach mission in New Zealand. Ayan.
So, wow, that's good.
Kung gusto ninyong masigurado, kung hindi nabanggit ang inyong mga lugar, tumawag po kayo sa embassy at mabibigyan kayo ng liwanag.
Yes, ayan. Maganda yan. Meron pa bang community tayo, Tita Verge?
Mayaman ng konti.
Ayan. Mm. At ngayon ata ang ano eh, ngayon ata ang walk through the tunnel ah. Ngayon ba? Na mga tao, they're allowed to walk through the tunnel? I think it's today.
Which tunnel is it?
The Waterview. The Waterview tunnel.
I am not sure.
Yeah. Nasa council ka kaya?
Ay, hindi kasi ako dumaan dyan eh.
Nasa Auckland Transport kaya yan, mag-book ka ng ticket kasi. Hindi man, you just can't go there. You have to get a ticket. It's free naman.
Mm-mm.
The ticket is free, but you have to really get a ticket before you can get let in. But I think it's today. So I can see our dearest friend Helen Lee and Gavin, of course, and family, nandiyan, nag-post na sila sa Facebook. Nasa tunnel. So, which is really good. I think there's only part of the tunnel you can go so much. Yes. And then,
So, yeah, because the tunnel going to Auckland
airport.
And to the airport is still closed.
Yeah, it's still closed.
I went to Henderson earlier for the Rotary meeting and coming back.
There's another two more Sundays for the public to actually walk through. Pero I think fully booked na naman ang next Sunday, but I don't know about the following. Ayan. So if you're all interested, sige. Pumunta po kayo doon. Ayan. So, maghanap buhay ba tayo, Tita Verge?
Oo.
Ayan. Sige. Hanap buhay natin ngayon. Kung kayo'y nangangailangan ng kotse, saan ka pa pupunta? Of course, sa Wheels and Wheels na. Good quality, no or low deposit, great service, and easy finance. Overseas license, work permit, bad credit, that's not a problem. Wheels and Wheels can help. Can't find the car you want in Auckland? No problem. Wheels and Wheels can order the car you need straight from Japan. For any inquiries, please contact Dante Salvador on his cell phone at 021-349-318 or on his landlines at 09827-7723 or 09827-2142. You can also fax your requirements at 09827-7760 or send it by email to dante@wheelsandwheels.co.nz. But why not check out Dante's website now at www.wheelsandwheels.co.nz and choose from the selection of choice cars on offer. Wheels on Wheels Limited, trading as cheaper cars, located at 3003B Great North Road, New Lynn in Auckland. Wheels on Wheels, our best price is the best price. Ayan.
Dagdag po, doon naman sa mga, halimbawa, gustong schedule ng kanilang check-up or emergency or whatever. No, hindi naman masyadong emergency, but would like to contact their family clinic. May bagong option po for online appointment kasi kung minsan busy ang phone lines nila.
Yes, ayan.
Next time you visit your family clinic, talk to the receptionist if you wish to register to the what they call Health 365 portal wherein you can make GP appointments or repeat prescriptions easier. What do you do with Health 365? Ito po. Anytime and from anywhere with internet access, you can make appointments with your GP or nurse, order repeat prescriptions, access the records held by your GP, including medical history, regular medications, and immunizations, access the consultation notes your doctor makes about your visits, monitor your test results, get list of scheduled events or due dates for checkups and follow-up care. There is no cost to you for this service. It is sponsored by your practice. So please check out more info from health365.co.nz /content/PDF/user%20guide%20draft20 ang haba naman ito. But anyhow, pag pumunta na
I'm sure there will be a link on
that. health.365.co.nz/content ayan na lalabas na po yan.
Ah, so anywhere in Auckland? Or anywhere in New Zealand?
Anywhere na mayroon kang internet connection. But you can access only the family practice that you are registered with.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah,
but
kasi it's all about your thing. Yeah.
Yes, that saves you the time of waiting on the telephone if you cannot contact.
True that. Yeah. True that.
Especially ngayon na busy talaga ang linya
kasi because of this season. Flu season.
Cool. Anong website Tita Verge? 365.
365 meaning 365 days a year.
That's correct. Yeah, appointment time. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Okay. Ayan. So
good to know.
Mag-music pa tayo before tayo mag-ano, ha?
News.
Mag-news. Mm. Ito po ang winner ito ng Voice Kids, si Laika Gairanud, Pangarap na Bituin. Ito po is obviously popularized by Shannon Cunita. Or was that Sharon Cunito's song? Really?
I am not sure.
Pangarap na Bituin, I'm sure. Oh, anyway.
And
ito po, ito si Laika.
Tell something about Laika.
Yeah, Laika is the winner of Voice Kids, I think season one. Mm-hmm. Siya po ay...
From?
Eight years old ata siyang nanalo. And, and she was actually not homeless, but, you know, nasa squatters area nakatira. I think... Smoky Mountain, if I remember that correctly. Mm-hmm. But don't quote me on that. And tapos, ano, nangangalaka lang po ito ang batang ito. Pero dahil po sa pangarap niya at sa talento niya, siya po ngayon, siya ay marami na pong ano, natulungan at saka na-inspire ng mga kabataan katulad niya. Ito po, mag-enjoy kayo. Like a Guy Ranud, Pangarap na Bituin.
Ang sulok ng langit, kung matatagpuan kapalaran at titikman sa pangarap lang na masdan. Isang limon sa langit at isang itim wakas, may dalang kikislap gabay patuloy
si Laika.
Galing ng boses, no? Ganda.
And narito po ang ating Bulilit News Update hatid sa atin ni Jella Piloton. Jella, kumusta ka?
Hello?
Jella, kumusta ka?
Good, thank you.
Oh, that is good. What have you got for our listeners and us?
Okay. Good afternoon to all of our listeners. This is Jella, your Bulletin Lit reporter for Samut Sari Cultural Radio with some news for starting on the 30th of June until the 2nd of July, you can experience incredible lights at Silo Park, Jellicoe Street, CBD, Auckland for Matariki. Admission is free and times are 5 p.m. to 11 on the Friday and 12 p.m. to 5 for the other 2 days. And going on until the 23rd of July at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., there will be winter events planned at Atua Square, Queen Street, CBD, Auckland with admission, but loads of fun. Well, that's all I have today. Sorry for the short news. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank
that's
you.
Good.
When is the Matariki again? Friday. But what dates?
Friday, the 30th of June.
All right.
Sa gabi
yeah.
yun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's at night.
From, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Matariki.
It's a festival of lights, did you say,
yeah.
Jella?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
The Maori way.
Oh,
yeah.
Maori.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Mm. Okay, well, thank you so much, Jella, for calling in today.
Thank you.
Bye.
At narito po bago tayo mag-Philippine News. Doon po sa hindi nakarinig sa DC Boys last Saturday sa Maginoo and Binibining Filipino News 2017 event, kasama na roon ang Kiwi Hero Award na organized by Filipino News. Nandun po ang DC Boys, silang nag-provide ng music. Mag-guest po sa Samut Sari sa July 9, Sunday yun, ang DC Boys from Hamilton, a Kiwi group who are obviously Kiwi Boys, talagang Kiwing Kiwi, but they are singing Filipino songs like Manila, Manila.
Wow.
Napakinggan na po nila dito. Ninyo sila dito sa amin sa Samut Sari about 4 months ago last
yeah.
or more than that, but this year, but early part of this year.
Yeah.
I think about February or March.
Yeah.
And babalik po sila sa July 9. Mas marami silang aawitin dahil talagang lulubos-lubusin natin ang pagpunta nila mula Hamilton dito sa Auckland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so makinig
so,
po kayo.
So have they got any relations to the Philippines? Or?
Yes.
Sila ba yung mga...
One of the boys is in partnership with a Filipina.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
But there are two Pakeha boys, young ones, when they pronounce the Filipino words, you will not think that they are not half-caste Filipinos.
Okay.
They look like half-caste Filipinos.
But they're not. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then there is
good.
One who is a Maori Kiwi.
Yeah?
And definitely
no blood Filipino?
No Filipino blood.
Oh.
And another one is Pacific Island Kiwi.
Guy. No blood again.
But they all pronounce Filipino words correctly.
Wonder what made them really sing the Filipino songs.
Because the two boys, the two young ones, obviously went to the Philippines with the Filipina. And they liked the culture, the food,
yes,
etc. And they started learning.
Yes.
And they are the main ones on...
Yes. So they're not missionary of the Philippines,
no,
are they?
No.
They're just visiting Philippines.
They were just visiting Philippines then because one of them has got a girlfriend, a Filipina.
Mm.
And so, obviously, she was instrumental in teaching them the words, etc. They really like Filipino music.
Yeah.
So when they came home, they tied up with a community
in Hamilton.
Hamilton on the outskirts.
Yes.
I forget the name. Anyhow.
Not Cambridge, Tiawamoto,
something like it, yeah. They will tell us on the 9th, July 9th.
Cool.
And we interview them.
They actually performed twice already in Auckland Live, and
nice.
Everybody are all awed by their good performance. Very good music, yeah.
Absolutely.
And their families supported them. So
yes.
They will all be here on July 9th. Makinig
yes. Nice. Ayan.
Meantime, narito po ang ating Samut Sari Philippine News.
Yes. This is Samut Sari Philippine News. Poll shows record high trust for AFP and PNP. A record high number of Filipinos trust the Armed Forces of the Philippines, or AFP, and the Philippine National Police, or PNP. A survey conducted by Social Weather Stations, SWS, shows. Conducted from March 30th to April 2nd, the first quarter survey released yesterday showed that 75% of the 1,500 adult respondents have much trust in the AFP. 9% said they had little trust, while 16% were undecided. The AFP obtained a very good plus 66 net trust rating, surpassing the previous record high and most recent rating of plus 64 in March 2014. Meanwhile, 69% of the respondents said they have much trust in the PNP, while 14% had little trust. The remaining 16% were undecided. The PNP obtained a very good plus 55 net trust rating, surpassing its previous record high, plus 52 obtained in February 2010. The police obtained plus 45 in the most recent survey conducted in March 2014. The net trust rating is obtained by subtracting the number of those with little trust to those who have much trust. SWS classifies net trust ratings as follows. Plus 70 and above is excellent. Plus 50 to plus 69 is very good. Plus 30 to 49 is good. And plus 10 to 29 moderate. Plus 9 to minus 9 is neutral. Paano naging neutral yan? Minus 10 to minus 29 is poor. And minus 30 to minus 49 is bad. Minus 50 to minus 69 is very bad. Minus 70 and below is execrable. High trust outside in CR, based on the survey, both the AFP and the PNP had higher net trust ratings in areas outside Metro Manila. The AFP obtained an excellent plus 70 in the Visayas, followed by Mindanao and balanced Luzon at a very good plus 69. It obtained a very good plus 47 in Metro Manila. The AFP obtained an excellent plus 70 from respondents from rural areas compared to a very good plus 60 from those in urban areas. Meanwhile, the net trust rating of the PNP was highest in Mindanao at a very good plus 62. It is followed by balanced Luzon at a very good plus 59, Visayas at a very good plus 58, and Metro Manila at a moderate plus 29. Oh, they don't trust them in Metro Manila. The police also obtained a very good plus 65 in rural areas, significantly higher than the good plus 42 that it obtained from respondents in urban areas. The survey also found public trust for both the AFP and the PNP higher among those from the lower socioeconomic classes. The net trust rating of the AFP was highest among class E at an excellent plus 70, followed by class D at a very good plus 66 and class ABC at a good plus 43. The net trust rating of the PNP was highest among the class E at a very good plus 64, followed by class D at a very good plus 54 and class ABC at a good plus 45. The survey has an error margin of plus and minus 3% for the national percentages.
Ayan. Ito naman ang pangalawang Philippine news natin. Palas backs curbing of fake news. Manila, Philippines. The Presidential Communication Operation Office, or PCOO, supports a congressional probe of the proliferation of fake news, but believes that the government should not regulate media. PCOO Secretary Martin Andanar said it is important to distinguish between legitimate media organizations and fake news sites that peddle false information. The problem with the fake news is about determining the fake organization and the bona fide media organizations. That is what we should do first. Once we identify them, let us look at the cause. And Andanar told Radio DZBB yesterday.
I support calls in the Senate and Congress to conduct a hearing in aid of legislation of fake news, he added. And I noted that it is possible that the relaying of inaccurate information was unintentional. If it is an inaccurate information from legitimate media organization, perhaps the reason is shortcoming in the workflow and procedures. Definitely it is not intentional, he said. Ask if he thinks a law is needed to curb fake news, and then I said, well, it depends. Of course, it will be crafted by the Senate and Congress. What is important is identify first the fake and the legitimate. Andanar, a former newsreader of TV5, said the media should remain free from government regulation. The media is self-regulated. We are not covered by the PRC or Professional Regulation Commission. It is just right that we are not covered by PRC. Freedom of expression and freedom of press should not be regulated by the government, he added. Earlier, Senator Antonio Trillanes IV, a staunch critic of the Duterte administration, called for an inquiry of the proliferation of fake news in the internet. That's our Philippine news.
Yes, and that's a sorry Philippine news. Yes, totoo naman yan, di ba? Kapag pag na-regulate mo na yan, wala nang freedom of speech. Kaya lang naman, you also have to be very honest on your...
Yeah, hindi lang news.
Balanced dapat.
Hindi lang
one-sided. Hindi kung ano lang yung napulot na karamihan pa diyan hearsay. Kung hindi mo proven, huwag mo nang ikalat.
Kasi nagiging gossip yan eh. Hindi na yan news talaga.
Kung proven talaga, talagang puntos by puntos, ay talagang totoo, at talagang masama, okay. Kung
hearsay
sa
pasatin
yan, lalo na kung yung hearsay na yun ay pwede mo namang i-forgo eh. Why perpetuate badness?
Yes, totoo yun.
Magmahala na lang tayong lahat. Masaya pa.
Sa totoo lang. Kaya lang naman, you know, the other companies, news companies, they make money for putting bad things.
Meron nga dyan.
Para may pag-usapan.
Totoo yan. So, talaga. Ayan po ang ating news. Ngayon, wala pa si Kuya Jun. So, may showbiz ka dyan, Tita Verge?
Meron.
Ayan. Mag-showbiz tayo.
And, I am happy with this one because it shows what we Filipinos are. We are very sensitive. Ito po. Gretchen Barreto asks Miss Claudia Barreto for forgiveness. Gretchen Barreto asked for forgiveness from her niece Claudia Barreto a day after the actress dissed Claudia for an earlier statement she made, which was apparently misconstrued and taken out of context. The issue began when a netizen took notice of Claudia's statement in a recent video interview during the launch of her music album Stay. The video was uploaded on YouTube. Claudia is the younger sister of Julia Barreto, and both girls are the daughters of Gretchen's sister Marjorie. In the video interview, Claudia was asked if she is prepared to be compared to her tita Gretchen, who released the albums Complicated in 2009 and Unexpected in 2016. In her response, Claudia used the phrase somebody else, and the netizen implied that she was referring to Gretchen. In no time, the comment got Gretchen's attention, after which she immediately let out her stream of verbal tirades on her Instagram account, calling Claudia an ungrateful child, along with other claims which involved Claudia's family. Gretchen Barreto calls niece Claudia ungrateful child. Gretchen says sorry. This afternoon, Gretchen made a new post on Instagram which clearly refers to her earlier tirades against Claudia and which have since been picked up by the entertainment media. In the caption, she confessed that she's still hurting and she sometimes tends to hurt her loved ones. Though she did not specify why she's hurting, keen showbiz watchers are well aware that Gretchen has had a long-standing rift with her family, father, mother, and other siblings, including Marjorie and Claudine. She began her statement, I'm currently in Hong Kong for the weekend. I was hoping to enjoy, but no matter what I do, I realize that I am hurting, and in the process, I have deeply hurt the ones that I love dearly. Gretchen revealed that it was her daughter Dominique who asked her to reach out to Chloe, Claudia's nickname, to kiss and make up. My daughter Dominique gave me a call yesterday to please reach out to Chloe and understand her and forgive her. Chloe is considered Dominique's little sister, and I consider Chloe my very own child. I am learning the very painful way that as a mother, we must be selfless. We must forgo hurt, disappointment. We must be more understanding and patient. We must ignore the pain that our children make us feel. We must embrace them through their flaws and love them unconditionally. I do not want my Chloe to be bashed in any way. I beg for understanding and forgiveness. Please allow us to all to heal peacefully. I ask for forgiveness for my Instagram followers for spreading hurt and bitterness on my post. And finally, she asked for forgiveness from her niece. I ask for forgiveness from Chloe for making her go through this hurt. Now, Claudia reacts. In the comment section, Claudia responded to her aunt's emotional post. She explained that she did not intend to hurt her Tita Gretchen, and her apparent shortcoming in the interview may be attributed to her inexperience in the industry. The 17-year-old showbiz newcomer posted, "Thank you for this post. I just want you to know that what I said was never meant to offend you nor disrespect you. It was maliciously and wrongfully viewed by the user who decided to take my comment largely out of context. As you know, I'm only starting my career and have yet to truly showcase my intelligence. It's difficult to do that now because of how nervous I can get sometimes when I'm asked questions." She continued that she still has a lot to learn, but stands firm in her belief that she didn't say anything wrong. She also referred to Gretchen as Mama. "I have yet to get used to it and have yet to learn how to use the correct words. However, I still believe that what I said was not wrong. I hope you see the video, Mama." That is very good. Meeting of two minds.
But why on Instagram?
That's the danger of using social media.
If one click post,
exactly, it spreads like wildfire. If I am hurt by your action, Trini, or you, Lisa, for example, we are not family by blood, but we are family in what we do. It is straight, very good and straightforward to just ring you or you and say, "Hey, what did you just say?" And then you are given the chance to explain. Then I am given the chance as well to understand what exactly you said. And between us, we could sort it out.
That's what I like. That's what I want too.
Instead of letting the whole world know that. What for?
lalo na sa Facebook, no? Mag-comment yung isa.
Even Instagram.
Have Instagram.
I haven't got that either, but sometimes I would receive that on Facebook, and you will see that, oh, people say, "I have Instagram. Why don't you get..."
Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter.
I have Instagram.
I've got Facebook. I hardly go into my Facebook nowadays.
I only go to notifications, and I miss a lot because it's too fast.
Too much.
I know, you are just answering one, and then all of a sudden, oh, something else. Nalagpasan ka na.
There's a new one coming up. Yeah, that's and old news already. Old news after a minute.
Yes. And also, obviously, now may I take this opportunity to say sorry for those I cannot respond to immediately or have... Ay, tapos na pala. 1 week na pala.
Tagal mo kasi, Tita Bench. Bagal mo kasing mag-click ng like, thumbs up lang yun.
Exactly.
Or ng heart.
Or sabi ng, "Uy, I invited you to this..." When? Saan? Eh, tapos na pala. Sabi ko, dapat tinirhan niyo ako, ha?
Kasi
eh, wala na, bulok na yun.
Wala, you must know.
After a minute or two, old news na talagang, any post you have, old news
exactly,
na yan.
Exactly, too fast.
Kasi, buti na lang may mga icons na ngayon, na haha, smiley face. Wala ka ng type ngayon.
Especially if you have got fat fingers. You are on...
Nagkamali lalo.
Lalo na, you are on predictive text.
Ah, no. Listen, yung autocorrect.
I type salamat, lumabas, salasar.
Talaga lang. Ay, goodness. Jesus. Kaya, pick up the phone. Life is too short to be focusing exactly. on Facebook. Pick up the phone and be honest yeah. in front. Yeah. Ayan. So, yeah. ngayon, may ano tayo? May women's affairs tayo, diba pa? Parang wala na kasi si, wala na, siguro, hindi siguro papasok si Kuya Jun ngayon, ano?
Baka, ikaw yeah. na muna.
So, ito yan is, today is the Philippine history, in the Philippine history, June 25th ngayon, ano? 1865, mm-hmm. the old Bilibid prison was established. So, ito po ang mga nangyayari nung June 25, ano, way back. So, mm-hmm. ang new Bilibid prison, wala pa, 18. So, I didn't realize na ang old Bilibid prison is that old. Long. Yung Bilibid yeah. prison ba?
Oh, yung lumang-luma na.
Ngayon, sa Manila, tawag na ngayon yan Manila. Is new
Muntinlupa.
Bilibid na.
Oo, Muntinlupa yan.
Oo.
Kapag sinabing nasa Bilibid ka, ibig sabihin, grabe yung kasalanan mo. Kasi kung mild lang, doon ka lang sa munisipyong karsel.
Yeah. So sabi nila, on June 25 daw, 1865, the old Bilibid prison, the first national penitentiary in the country was established in Manila under a Spanish royal decree. It was divided into two sections, the carcel section housing 600 inmates and the presidio accommodating 527 prisoners. Mm-hmm. About seven decades later, due to increasing population and crime rate, Commonwealth Act number 67 was enacted and the new Bilibid prison in BP was constructed in Muntinlupa, Rizal in 1936 with a budget of 1 million pesos, an initial land area of 551 hectares. Imagine that. The old prison's equipment and facilities were transferred to the in BP in 1940. The remnants of the old facility was used by the city of Manila as its detention center, known today as the Manila City Jail. Ah, so ang old Bilibid para ang Manila City Jail na ngayon.
Mm-mm.
Ayun. So that's good to know. But not really good, eh? Maybe if they haven't built that crime. Bilibid prison, baka walang crime. That's wishful thinking. Ayan.
Hindi, binawalis mo lang sa carpet yung crime kasi saan mo sila itatago.
Ayan. So magmagandang balita tayo. Ayan.
Mm-hmm.
Makakabili na kayo ngayon ng katakantakam at pagkasarap-sarap na mabuhay products ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited sa iba't ibang panig ng Oakland at mga karatig bayan. Hanapin lamang ang mabuhay products ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited sa mga piling tindahang Pinoy sa Oakland, Hamilton, Rotorua, Tauranga at Wellington. Tikman ang mabuhay products at tiyak inyong maiibigan. Lasapin ang linamnam ng katakantakam at pagkasarap-sarap na mabuhay barbecue cooking on site. Every Thursday at Otaho Flea Market, every Saturday at Otara Flea Market, and every Sunday at Morin Road, St. John's. O di kaya ay magsadya sa licensed premises ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited sa 3-15 Manurua Road sa Kanini at makapili kayo ng mas marami pang produkto tulad ng imported Philippine products. Mga lutong bahay, priskong karning baka, baboy tupa, manok, isda at marami pang iba. Maaari ding itawag ang order ninyo sa telepono number 09-299-3179 o sa 021-675-981. At hindi lang yan, bibigyan kayo ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited ng loyalty card at sa ika-anim ninyong order ay tatanggap kayo ng pabuya. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin, mamili sa J&M Foods and Butchery Limited. Ayan!
Malapit na naman. Binabati po namin ang mga nagbe-birthday ngayong araw na ito. Magbe-birthday bukas. Anong petsa na nga ba ngayon? 25. Sus, akala ko July 1. Nakalimutan kong batiin yung apo ko. Hindi po pala yung 25 nga pala. Ayan, marami pong nagbe-birthday ngayon. June 25. Bukas, June 26. At sa mga darating pang mga araw ng Hunyo hanggang June 30. And syempre pa, yung mga nakaraang linggo.
Yes.
Magandang bati po sa inyong lahat anuman ang inyong pinagkakaabalahang i-celebrate ngayong araw na ito at sa mga darating na araw at nakarang araw. Si Tita Birds po ito. Ikaw naman.
Wala po akong ano, pero I'm just gonna say hi to the listener, listeners natin ngayon. Sila pa rin yung mga friends ko. si Mirna, which is Alice na po, papuntang Australia, iiwan na kami.
Ay, for good na yan, ha?
Oo.
Happy trip, Mirna, ha?
Tsaka sina si Sel, yung family ni Sel.
Pupunta rin ng Australia?
Oh, no, hindi. They're just gonna stay here.
Good.
Yeah. Pero yung isa kong kaibigan na si Grace nagpuntang Australia din, di ba?
Yes.
At si Mary Grace din nagpuntang Christchurch. Yes. She's a friend of mine.
Never mind.
I've been listening to you guys. Ayan, ikaw, Tren.
Yes. Oh, happy birthday sa lahat ng mga nag-celebrate ng birthday anniversaries or anyway, high achievements or kahit ano, new car or new boyfriend, i-celebrate nyo yan. New husband, lalo na. Ayan. At happy birthday. Happy birthday sa, ano ko, sa cousin, second degree cousin ko na si Glinda Kakanog Bintula, and of course sa pamangkin namin na si Bex Poole, at of course sa aking tiyahin sa mother side ko. I think third degree tiyahin na rin ito. Emma Fernandez Naga. Ayan. And of course, shout out po ito kay Susan Shadwick na palaging nakikinig sa atin, at of course, si Tita Lolit.
Ayan. Before I forget, I'd like to greet my nephews and nieces, mga napaw sa Santo Domingo Vincennes, Camarines Norte sa Pilipinas. Nag-ipon-ipon po sila doon because ang mga pamangkin ko from Manila, sina Vicay and Jopen, I'm not sure if Jovan was able to come, umuwi ng Bicol para makipaglapit sa kanilang mga pinsan doon dahil matagal sila nagkikita dahil siyempre malayo.
Yeah.
8 yes. hours ang pinakamabilis. Kung nagtatrabaho ka Monday to Friday, paano ka uuwi Friday night, which they did. And I'm not sure kung uuwi sila ngayong gabi dahil pasok ka na naman bukas.
Yes.
Unless mayroong naghingi sila ng holiday ng June 26, which is Monday. Yeah.
Emergency leave.
Oo, mga ganyan. I'm sure you are happy. Sa dami ng mga pangalan.
Lahat kayo.
Sa dami, lahat kayo dyan.
Lahat kayo
I'm
dyan.
Sure nag-blow out si Ate Kai at si Ate Popen sa saan-saan ng mga fast food dyan.
Lahat
sigurado, lahat kayo
Aranita
nandyan.
Aranita Village.
Hindi, Napao.
Oh, Napao Village. Sorry.
Sa aking side, mother's side.
Napao Village pala.
And sigurado, nag-picnic sila ngayon dahil mahilig sa dagat yung mga yan.
Nice. Ang init-init pa naman sa atin. Masarap
mag-swimming. Pero kung hindi man sa dagat, meron namang ilog na may falls. So, doon
naman sila. Yes, better.
So, maraming lugar sa amin na paglakwatsan.
Yes.
Or sana 1 week ang bakasyon ni Ate Jopen ninyo at saka ni Ate Kay ninyo para matagal-tagal kayo riyan.
Yes.
Okay. Sige, enjoy kayong lahat.
Yes. Sige. And of course, sa mga mahal natin sa buhay, hindi, we can't be here without the support of our loved
Siyempre.
Ones. Ayan. Shout out sa inyong lahat.
Ang akin, kahit na sila nasa Australia, from time to time, nakikinig pa rin naman sila.
Of course.
So, that's good.
And ikaw, Lisa?
Tapos na ako.
Aha. So, maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat sa inyong walang sawang pagkinig dito sa amin sa Samutsari sa susunod na linggo at sa mga darating pang linggo. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
Manamilit na pod kami kaninyong tanan ug sa kanunay nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Ako si Manang Trini signing off saying, do not dwell in the past, do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present as this will become your past and determines your future. Ingat po kayong lahat at good evening. Ito si Manang Trini.
Say, si Lisa, nice. Salamat sa happy
listening.
Happy. Listening sa
nabubulol po siya.
Nabubulol ako sa Tagalog.
Masaya ka kasi. Mag-English ka na.
Ayan.
Oo. So thanks for listening this afternoon, guys, and keep warm tonight. Ayun.
Marhay na banggi po sa Induga Boss.
Ayan. Maraming magandang gabi.
Wala namang basta magpakatotoo. Oh.
mahalaga sa iyo. Nais mong ipakilala kung sino ka man pala ka. Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy. Ipakita sa I'm not afraid.